Welcome, podcast listeners, to another episode of the Lone Road iRacers podcast with me, your host, Guy Robertson. And tonight it's all about Road America. Welcome to Wisconsin, folks. Road America is a motorsport road course located near Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, on Wisconsin Highway 67. It has hosted races since the 1950s and currently hosts races in the IndyCar Series, the IMSA Sports Car Championship, Sports Car Club of America GT World Challenge America, and Trans Am Series, and the Moto America Superbike Championship. Road America is a permanent road course. It is located midway between the cities of Milwaukee and Green Bay and classified as an FIA Grade 2 circuit. The track is situated on a 640-acre near the Kettle Marine Scenic Drive. It has hosted races since September 1955 and currently hosts over 400 events a year. Of its annual events, 9 major weekends are open to the public, which include 3 motorcycle events, including the Moto America Series, 3 vintage car events, Sports Club of America, the Sports Car Club of America, in brackets the SCCA, events, the United Sports Car Racing Series, the Pirelli World Challenge, and the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Road America is one of only a handful of road circuits in the world maintaining its original configuration, being a 4.048 miles or 6,515 kilometer in length with 14 turns. The track features many elevation changes, along with a long front stretch where speeds approaching 200 miles per hour or 320 kilometers an hour may be reached. One of the best known features of this course is a turn on the backside known as the kink. Road America's open seating allows spectators to venture throughout the grounds. Grandstands are available in several locations, as well as permanent hillside seating where crowds of more than 150,000 can be accommodated. Road America held one NASCAR Grand National race in 1956 and 2 more Cup Series races in 2021 and 2022. NASCAR then opted to move the Cup Series and became a race in and around downtown Chicago Street starting in 2023. In addition to the main course, the facility includes a 0.8 mile or 1.3 kilometer karting track called the Briggs and Stratton Motorplex inside the carousel. Now that's interesting because I haven't seen any of that from the aerial footage that you see from the blip. So I'm going to have a more detailed look, folks. So that is a karting track inside the carousel. So look out for that, folks, next time you're on Road America. The Motorplex hosts 2 series of karting events. It hosts weekly events on Tuesdays in the summer. It also hosts approximately 6 Saturday events during the summer. The Motorplex also hosts events sanctioned by the Northwoods GP Series running Supermoto and street bike racing using small displacement motorcycles. Believe it or not, it also has an off-road racing circuit. The Motorplex was built at the site of an earlier off-road racing circuit used for several SODA events in the 1990s. The 1995 event was televised, tape delayed on ESPN2 by reporters Marty Reed, Ivan Stewart and Jimmy Johnson. The course was a 1.1 mile or 1.8 kilometre long with 150 feet or 46 metres of elevation change. The track featured a blind jump nicknamed the Hellhole. The Tunnel. In late 2006, Road America began a project to remove the old Bill Mitchell Bridge and use a tunnel as the main entrance to the paddock. The tunnel project was completed in May 2007 with a grand opening celebration on May the 31st for the AMA Suzuki Superbike Championship weekend. The tunnel is 16.5 feet or 5 meters high and 36 feet or 11 meters wide and has two lanes of traffic and two pedestrian walkways on either side. With the removal of the bridge, a new spectator viewing area was also created. History of racing at Elkhart Lake. In the late 1940s, road racing was gaining popularity owing to the post-World War II economy and the influx of sporting automobiles. The Sports Car Club of America was the main organiser of these races. In 1950, the Chicago Region SCCA and the village of Elkhart Lake organised the first road race at Elkhart Lake. The 1950 circuit start-finish line was on a country road. Competitors went north to Country Road, then south into the village of Elkhart Lake, and west onto what is now County JP, and reconnected with Country Road P for a total distance of 3.3 miles or 5.3 kilometres. After a tragedy at Watkins Glen in 1952 where a child was killed, the US ruled to discontinue motorised contests of speed on public highways. This was a major blow for competition auto racing and brought the end of a long-standing tradition. This did not permanently stop road racing, however, it did shift it to private courses. In 1955, Cliff Tuff started what is known as Road America, in a configuration that has changed little over the past 60 years. The addition of Road America as a private track meant a transition from racing through the streets of tiny Elkhart Lake to racing on a big, wide, dedicated racetrack. Racing at Mo Road America. Many different racing series have had the occasion to race at Road America. The first was the Sports Car Club of America, the SCCA, on September the 10th, 1955. The Road America 500 is a sports car race that was part of different championships. Among them were the SCCA National Sports Car Championship, the United States Road Racing Championship, and the IMSA GT Championship. Currently, it is a points-paying race of the IMSA Sports Car Championship. The Grand Prix of America is an open-wheel race that was held as part of the Champ Car World Series, and currently it is a part of the IndyCar Series. Other notable races have included the NASCAR's Grand National in 1956 and the NASCAR Xfinity Series since 2010, kart from 1982 until 2007. Grand Am Rolex Sports Car Racing Series, Can-Am, Trans-Am, AMA and the SCCA National Championship runoffs from 2009 to 2013. The Stadium Super Trucks began racing at the track starting in 2018. The trucks run a shortened course that bypasses turns 6 to 12 through the full layout is used on the final lap. Road America also holds a variety of vintage racing events, including the Brian Redman International Challenge, now the Hawk with Brian Redman. So that gives you a good history of Road America, folks. So there is some other information. Major incidents and events at the track, folks. So in 2005, the BRIC wreck at the beginning of a Group 6 race in the 2005 Brian Redman International Challenge, there was a large incident consisting of most of the field. The driver starting fifth, Ray Mulisek, 1969 Chevrolet Camaro, accelerated well before the green flag and tried to force his way between the wall and the car in front of him. This is just like a normal iRacing race, surely, folks, resulting in contact with the wall. A following car checked up and was rear-ended, causing a spin that led to further contact as following cars were unable to avoid the growing incident. Now, this is definitely an iRacing event. After just a few seconds of green flag racing, the red flag was waved, Following the initial incident, the failure of trailing drivers to heed red flags being shown at 14 and 15 may have compounded the issue. Nobody was seriously injured, with the worst injury being a broken arm. Next event, Cristiano Di Matta deer incident. On August the 3rd, 2006, Cristiano Di Matta, driver of Champ Car's Rush Sport team and 2002 series champion, was involved in a collision with a deer during Champ Car open testing at Road America. The deer ran in front of his car as he was heading towards turn 6, hit the deer with his right front tyre. The deer then flew back and hit Di Matta in the cockpit. Di Matta was unconscious when the safety crew extra got him out of the car and was airlifted via Threadstar to Theda Clark Medical Center south of Appleton, where he underwent surgery to remove a subduranal hematoma. Sad one next, the death of Adam Schatz. Adam Schatz, 26, from Chicago, Illinois, died in a karting accident during the Road America Super Nationals Championship Endurance Series on July the 12th, 2008. Bump drafting was the determining factor of the crash. During the end of the race, Schatz was in second place on the main straight shortly after the last turn. Schatz saw the kart in third position on his left and tried to pull ahead to be bumped. As he did so, the kart in fourth position bumped the third, speeding the third kart up. At this point, Schatz was not clear as to what was happening, and as he moved to his left, the two karts made contact. Schatz's car veered hard left and hit the wall. The impact sent the kart flying 10 feet into the air, ejecting the driver onto the track. The rest of the drivers avoided Schatz. Some drivers stopped and, after seeing Schatz's condition, waved to get medical help. The race was immediately stopped as medical assistance arrived on the place of the incident. Schatz had suffered brainstem and spinal cord injuries and his heart had stopped. He was revived by the doctors and taken to the Theda Clark Memorial Hospital in Nemo, Wisconsin, but his injuries proved too severe to survive. 1 week later, he sadly died. And the final story about incidents and accidents at Road America. During the Pirelli World Challenge weekend, drivers Steve Hill and Jim Booth were involved in an intense battle for first. The drivers contacted each other heading down towards the infamous Turn 5, causing Jim Booth to go airborne into the catch fence at 150 miles an hour. This caused, and again, folks, this is just like iRacing in real life, in sim and out of sim. This caused significant damage to the fence, throwing debris into the spectator area. Booth's car was completely destroyed, while Hill was able to continue the race with minor damage. Neither of the drivers, personal or spectators, were injured during the incident. Well, it's nice to see that in real life, to some degree, what we see in the sim is pretty much happening on the track in the real world as well, folks. So we're going to be back in a second to talk more about the upcoming iRacing special event at Road America.
Dre is the Audible iRacer's companion. Want to improve your results or get more wins? Download Dre, the digital race engineer. Hit the link in the show notes for a 10% discount.
iRacing, the premier online racing simulation platform, brings excitement of motorsport to the virtual realm with its special events. Among these, the iRacing Road America special event stands out as a thrilling showcase of skill, strategy and adrenaline-pumping action. It is on Road America, folks, one of the most iconic tracks on iRacing and in the real world. As we've heard, it's located in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. Road America is one of the most revered tracks in North America. Its 14.048-mile layout features 14 challenging turns, sweeping elevation changes, and long straights that demand precision and courage from drivers. Road America's rich history and demanding nature makes it a favourite among iRacers and fans alike. The iRacing Road America special event is not just a typical race. It is an endurance challenge that pushes drivers to their limits. Participants compete in a multi-hour race format, requiring not only speed but also strategic planning, fuel management and teamwork. Before the main event, drivers engage in qualifying sessions to determine their starting positions. Each driver aims to set the fastest lap time possible to secure a favourable starting position on the grid. With a competitive field of racers, a refraction of a second matters in qualifying. As the green flag drops, the intensity ramps up as drivers navigate the twists and turns of Road America. From the opening laps to the final moments, competitors must maintain focus, adapt to changing track conditions and strategize pit stops for fuel, tyres and repairs. And now, also with the rain coming on board, that adds another aspect for the strategies within each team. Pit stops play a crucial role in the outcome of the race. Teams must decide when to pit for fresh tyres and fuel while minimising time spent in the pits. A well-executed pit stop can propel a team to the front of the pack, while mistakes or delays can cost valuable positions. Endurance racers, like the iRacing Road America special event, test not only the speed of drivers but also their endurance and persistence. As the hours tick by, fatigue sets in, making concentration and consistency even more challenging. Those who can maintain their focus and keep pushing until the checkered flag will find themselves atop of the podium. One of the most remarkable aspects of the iRacing Road America special event is its ability to bring the excitement of motorsport to fans around the world. Through live streaming and commentary, viewers can immerse themselves in the action, cheering for their favourite drivers and teams as they battle for supremacy on the virtual track. The iRacing Road America special event is more than just a race, folks. It is a celebration of racing excellence, bringing together the best drivers from across the globe to compete on one of the most iconic tracks in motorsport history and on the iRacing service. With its combination of speed, strategy and sheer excitement, this event showcases the very best of virtual racing on the iRacing platform. So the iRacing Road America 500 is a throwback event paying homage to the analogue days of racing. With the event's roots dating back to 1950, it has seen many different names and formats in the 73 years since under banners such as SCCA, ALMS and IMSA. The iRacing event will be a 500-mile affair that is able to be run solo or as a team. Will feature both the Nissan GTP ZXT and the Audi 90 GTO. So break out your H-pattern shifter and go back to a time where turbo lag reigns supreme. We look forward to seeing you on the track for the Road America 500. So when does it start, folks? It runs between the 12th to the 14th of April, so not long now. First time slot is Friday at 2200 GMT. Then you've got another four time slots. That's Saturday at 700 GMT, Saturday at 1200 GMT, Saturday at 1600 GMT, and Sunday at 0000 GMT. It's the full track. License is D class 4.0 sports car. Sim date of time set will be April the 19th, 2024, and the session start time will be 10:15 a.m. Session will include a 30-minute warm-up, qualifying attached and solo, 8 minutes for 2 laps. Race, as it states, 500 miles, weather will be dynamic. Splits by I-rating, team event yes or team of solo, so drivers between 1 and 16. Penalties, 50 incidents and every 20 thereafter. DQ limit, there is none, folks. Field size, maximum 50 per session. And as it's mentioned, the cars are Nissan GTP ZXT and the Audi 90 GTO. So good luck to anybody that is participating in the 500 laps of Road America next in the upcoming weekend. Hope you enjoyed the podcast tonight. Tell your iRacing colleagues, friends and buddies about it and where to find it. Hit that link to the Facebook page. It's slowly growing, which is good to see. And I thank everybody who's done the follow so far. Don't forget to also hit the link for the 10% off the Dre. All rain ready now as well with the latest update. Until then, folks, happy iRacing, and I'll see you on the track soon.